There was a school district in Tennessee that made parents promise that they would not look in on the Zoom calls, that they wouldn't be monitoring them. They made them sign off on a paper. There was a teacher in Philadelphia who was tweeting about how he's worried that conservative parents are going to get in the way of his indoctrinating students into critical race and gender theory. And in fact, when I noticed that my son's teachers were doing the same kind of indoctrination about white privilege and critical race theory and all of this stuff, they were very dismayed to discover that I was paying attention and that I wanted to know what the deal was with all of this stuff. Parents need to be paying attention to what their kids are learning in school, and I think for too long, parents have just been trusting that the educational system is teaching history and teaching science and teaching normal things, and instead what's going on is that the entire educational infrastructure from the top down, in New York City, it begins with the chancellor, Richard Carranza, they're pushing this stuff into the classrooms, they're pushing it onto teachers, and they're pushing it onto students. And what they're telling students is that they're not equal, that some students are oppressors and other students are victims, that they are responsible for an entire system of racism, that they are meant to do something about this in a systemic way. And they're completely forgetting that what kids need to learn is to be kind to each other, to treat everyone with respect, and to learn the accurate history of our nation, and to learn about literature and books and mythology and all of these things without the overarching lens of racism shading everything. Because if you cover everything with the idea that it's racist, that's all you're going to see. That's all the kids are going to learn.